From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. student Otto Warmbier, held in captivity for more than a year by North Korea, is in a U.S. hospital after being medically evacuated. The family of the University of Virginia student said he's in a coma. U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert had a few details about the case Tuesday.
And we had difficulty, as you all are very well aware, in reaching him. We had to go through the government of Sweden, our protective power, in order to get any kind of information, and even then, it was extremely rare.
She declined to discuss his medical condition or why North Korea waited so long to free him. The report said Warmbier fell ill from botulism and slipped into a coma after being given a sleeping pill following his March 2016 trial. Warmbier was sentenced to 15 years hard labor for trying to steal a propaganda banner. A Warmbier family acquaintance, Amy Meyer, said the community is relieved he's back, yet prayerful over his condition.
Obviously, we wanted him to come home and be healthy and, you know, gain his strength here in the United States. But I think it's twofold. I think that everybody's feeling a sense of relief that he's coming home, but also very surprised that he's not in the best of conditions.
Warmbier's release came after rare high-level U.S.-North Korean contacts in Norway that gave Swedish officials access to some of the U.S. detainees. Rescue workers in Nairobi pulled a mother and two children from the rubble of a seven-story building that collapsed Tuesday in the Kenyan capital. The woman later died. Barsley Niani is with the National Disaster Management Unit.
The operation still continues. We don't know exactly if there are other people who have been left in the debris, but we are continuing searching. We have the number of departments that are here and are working tirelessly, and we are going to work tirelessly throughout the night.
Residents said they noticed cracks in the walls a week earlier. This is VOA News. A U.S. official said President Donald Trump has given Defense Secretary Jim Mattis authority to set troop levels in Afghanistan. The decision comes as Mattis told U.S. lawmakers the U.S. is not winning the war. Mattis had this exchange with Senate Armed Services Committee Chairman John McCain.
And we will correct this as soon as possible. I believe the three things we are asking for stand on their own merit, however, as we look more broadly at the protection of the country.
When can we expect the Congress of the United States to get a strategy for Afghanistan that is a departure from the last 8 years, which is don't lose?
By mid-July, we'll be able to brief you in detail, sir.
Mattis acknowledged the Taliban is surging, adding they had a good year last year. They're trying to have one this year. The current U.S. troop level in Afghanistan is 8,400. British Prime Minister Theresa May and French President Emmanuel Macron are joining forces to crack down on technology companies to ensure they step up efforts to combat terrorism online.
We can announce that the UK and France will work together to encourage corporations to do more and abide by their social responsibility to step up their efforts to remove harmful content from their networks.
Speaking in Paris, she said the campaign will create a legal liability for tech companies if they fail to take necessary action to remove unacceptable content. The U.S. issued an alert Tuesday involving North Korea following a series of cyber attacks dating back to 2009, warning more are likely. Stephen Norper, senior director of the New York-based Korea Society, said Pyongyang has a sophisticated cyber warfare apparatus.
They have a dedicated part of their military apparatus that works out of both North Korea as well as out of Northeast China. And they have launched, by all reports, very sophisticated cyber warfare. They were responsible a few years ago for a shutdown of South Korean banks, government sites, and there have been constant attacks since then.
U.S. cybersecurity firms suspected North Korea may have been involved in last month's WannaCry ransomware global computer crash. A Philippine military spokesman says U.S. troops are on the ground near the fighting for control of Marawi, a city in Mindanao Island occupied by Islamic State fighters, but they're not involved in combat. The handful of U.S. personnel providing surveillance assistance. A massive fire engulfed a 27-story apartment building in West London early Wednesday. Police said some people have died, although it's not clear how many. Dozens were hospitalized. China's factory output expanded 6.5% in May. That is better than expected. Meanwhile, fixed asset investment grew less than expected. China has reduced its growth target this year to 6.5%. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.